Good evening, you're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and all that kind of gubbins rolled together in one big squidgy ball and sent through the airwaves. I'm brought to you by myself, Nigel, and just me in the studio tonight, as usual. And we started there with Zeitgeist Zero with Party for One. That's big thanks to the band for giving me a promo of their forthcoming album, and that's off it. And it's absolutely storming. It's a track heard quite a bit at their live gigs, but it hasn't made it onto an album yet, so we're waiting for the next album out, which I believe is already, it's just requiring a release date. So as soon as I get any more details on that from the band, I will let you know. And yes, good stuff from them. Coming up in the show, we've got the usual mixture of, well, stuff, really. Tunes, gig guide, club guide, things like that, all coming up in the show. Bit of news, yeah, nothing massively divergent from the usual pattern because, well, to be honest, it works, and the show is about the tunes, really, so I'll let them speak for themselves. And I'm going to continue with some Seabound.
Come on, pretty, play with me. Bang your hood, lay with me. My what big teeth I have. Better to mix fluids with. She who eats the flesh, drinks the blood, caca in bed. Her plaything, soiled mess. Come on, puppy, let's play dead.
Still listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We had there Angel Spit with Paint Hell Red, which, to be honest, they're one of my bands that are kind of on a wish list for next year's Infest. I've seen them a couple of times when they were in the country a year or so ago, and I raved about them like mad, and I've been playing them ever since. And I'd love to see them on the Infest stage, so I've no idea if that'll happen, but it's this little imaginary wish list in the back of my head, so we'll wait and see on that one. Before that, we had I Scintilla with Havstar, and that's Combi Cry's remix from the Enzyte Bunker Tracks compilation. A really nice stomping version of that that I've owned for ages but never really played, and I don't know why. And before that we had Seabound with Scorch the Ground, really good stuff from them, and continually good stuff from Seabound. Can't go wrong, really. Okay. Worthy news. There isn't much, actually. There's only one thing that's popped up in the last couple of weeks, and that is that Ashbury Heights, there's been a little bit of mumblings on the interwebs that they may have split up, and that's, of course, not the case. They're one of our favourite bands on this show. They've been played quite a lot in the last year. They haven't split up. Yasmin has decided to leave to pursue her own project wholly, rather than being part of Ashbury Heights. But this isn't the end of Ashbury Heights. Ashbury Heights have recruited Carrie Berg as a new female vocalist, and they're going to continue, which is all good stuff. I've no idea what they sound like with the new member, but bands change members all the time, so it hopefully will be good stuff, and I'll be the first to play you some of their new material as soon as I get hold of it. I don't know when any's being released, to be honest, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. But there you go. Yes, they're still going, so if you hear otherwise, they're wrong. But yes, I think I've got the gig and club guide coming up soon, but I'll play some more tunes before that, as usual. What have I got lined up for you next? I think this is Comar Commando.
Area. Do you hear? Me, so horny, I love you long time. Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time. Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny.
Me, so horny, I love you long time.
Me, so horny, me, so horny.
Me, so horny, I love you long time. Me, so horny, I love you long time.
No.
That was the fantastic Scandi with Me So Horny, and before that we had Como Commando with Love Your Neighbour from the Sounds from Sounds from the Matrix Volume 7 compilation, which is a fantastic little compilation. You'll know from the last couple of shows since I got my hands on it, played a number of tunes off it, and I can't imagine. I imagine I'm going to continue doing the same. So if you like the Alpha Matrix kind of bands, get your hands on that. It's fantastic. Right, time for a rundown of things, things and clubs, gigs, stuff going on in the area. What have we got coming up? Right, first off, I think I'll run through the regular nights first, because, well, they don't usually get mentioned first, so I'll change it around. Yeah, so every Sunday we have Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds. That runs from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Every Sunday, and it's free entry. Goth of all kinds, requests are only, really chilled atmosphere. If you're at Loose End on Sunday night, good place to be. And also, every Thursday, we have Bad Moon Rising, much more locally here in Bradford, the Manville Arms. That runs from 7 p.m. till, well, pub kicking out time, I think. Again, entry is free, because it's a pub. And more information about that can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. More information about the weekly Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds can be found at www.sheepish.net. Then, coming up, what else have we got coming up? Okay, Friday the 21st of November, we have Alien Vampires, supported by Deviant and Prototype, playing at Rio's in Leeds. That's 7 p.m, I believe doors 7 p.m. And entry £8 in advance. Don't know what the ticket price on the door will be. More information can be found at rios-leeds.com. We also have the following Saturday the 28th September, the Sisters of Murphy playing Rio's in Leeds. Support for them by Rhombus, £8 I believe in advance, doors 7:30 p.m. More information at rios-leeds.com. still getting into December, we have The Damned and supported by Devilishly Presley and Slick's Kitchen at the Irish Centre in Leeds. Couldn't find virtually any information about that gig apart from it was happening, so I don't know how much it is, I don't know when the doors open, I don't even have a website to direct you to for more information, because that's all I could find. If you do find more, do let me know so I can let everyone else know. I guess if you're a Damned fan, you'll already know about that kind of stuff. Although bizarrely their website seemed to be fairly limited on details as well. What else have we got? On Friday the 5th of December, we have Friday Flock Live. There's been a couple of storming Friday Flock Lives so far, and this one looks similarly not to disappoint. So, this is at the Subculture in Leeds, and the bands are Modulate and ESA. Both bands played on the show and liked by the show a lot. Doors are 7:30. First band on at 8 p.m, and entry is £5, and includes entry to the club night. And the club night runs from 10 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £3 on the door if you turn up at 10, if you turn up before 11, between 10 and 11, and £4 after. And more information can be found at www.fridayflock.net. What else have we got? Just one other thing on my radar at the moment. That's Mortald at the Library Pub in Leeds. That's on Saturday the 13th of December. It's an Xmas special with bands Deviant UK and System FX. Entry £4, doors 6 p.m. More information can be found at myspace.com/mortaldnight. So we've got a lot going on in the area, and that's only like for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So plenty of stuff. Anyway, back to the music. Here's, well, a classic dance floor filler from VNV Nation. A million
broken breathing. Resort to shadows till your body flies. All creation has a promise of heaven. Until you travel the road to hell. I'm saying nothing for the good of myself. But I'm still talking and you're not listening. If I could change your mind, I wouldn't save you from the path you wander. In desperation, dreams, and this soul can set you free. And I still hear you scream in every breath, in every single motion. Burning in the sense the fire to set you free.
Okay, you're still listening to Daxalation on BCB 106.6 FM. Just like last show, the one 2 weeks ago, it seems in these last couple of links, I'm starting to lose my voice again. So I'm going to keep everything fairly brief and just play loads more tunes instead, because, well, that's what you're listening for. But basically, I'll just let you know the bare minimum. Basically, you heard Assemblage 23 there with Let Me Be Your Armor, fantastic little track. And before that, Rabbit Junk versus Cyanotic with the I Vote Bolshevik Light glitch mode mix. From Cyanotic Presents Gaze Gone Wild. A great compilation put together by the Cyanotic guys, and bands like Rabbit Junk are just winning for me at the moment, big style. So if you like that kind of stuff, pick up basically most things off the Bit Riot record label, and you'll enjoy. And before that, we had the classic Dunce Floor filler from VNV Nation Chrome, and I'm going to continue now. I'm keeping things a bit varied by the look of it, going from Rabbit Junk to Assemblage 23, but I'm going to keep it including continually varied and go for a bit of Dragons now.
Evening Shrouds, the reconstruction.
Like usual, I hadn't actually realised quite how close to the end of the show we're getting. I think I've probably only got time for one more track, so it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time as usual, and with all the gig guide and stuff like that, please do check venues because things do change between when the show airs and the gigs themselves. So sometimes gig gets cancelled, lineups change, whatever. So all those URLs, go check them, make sure everything's still going. Hopefully I get all the information right. And please, if you know of gigs and clubs and stuff going on that I haven't listed that you think people will want to hear about, drop me a line. You can contact through the BCB Radio website, and all the details will be there. All right, well, I'll see you in another fortnight's time. And in the meantime, enjoy.
Charles Freck, becoming progressively more and more depressed by what was happening around him, decided finally to off himself. There was no problem in the circles where he hung out, and putting an end to yourself. He just won a large quantity of downers and took them with some cheap wine. The planning part had to do with the artifacts he wanted found on him by later archaeologists. He had spent several days designing, much more than he had spent deciding to kill himself.
We're talking about a journey, a subconscious safari, a mental expedition.
deciding to kill himself.